The rocket ship. Emma and Matthew love staying with their grand and granddad. They have an old house with a lot of room to play in. But best of all, Grand and Granddad has a big tree in their garden. One morning, Matthew looked out the window. "It's windy again," he said to Emma, "and we can't go out and climb the tree." "It's raining too," said Emma. "We will have to play inside today." That night, the wind blew very hard. Emma called out to Matthew. "Matthew," she said, "I'm scared. Grand and Granddad come in to see them." "It's very windy night," said Granddad. "Try to go to sleep." Then crash! They all run to look out the window. "The big tree has gone off," said Grand. "Oh no," said Matthew. "Now we won't have a tree to climb." "We are lucky that it didn't hit the house," said Granddad. Grand gave them a hug. "Go to sleep," she said. "The wind will stop blowing soon. We will have a good look at the tree in the morning." The next morning, they all went out to look at the tree. "Oh dear," said Granddad. "It was the best tree ever," said Emma. "We could climb into the branches and hide there. No one could see us. And now I will have to cut it up for firewood," said Granddad. "Please won't cut it up, Granddad," cried Matthew. "We could still play on it." "Yes," said Emma, "it could be our rocket ship. We could fly over the place in it," said Matthew. "Come on, Emma." Matthew and Emma raced over to the tree and climbed up. "I'm the captain," said Emma. "Are you ready for the takeoff, Matthew?" "Ready, captain," shouted Matthew. "Ready to fire the rockets now. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. "We have lift off," Emma shouted back to him. "Here we go." "Whoosh," laughed Grand and Granddad.